How the heck do I get the right nutrition information for my pet? Season 2, Lesson 1. Hello everyone and welcome to the Animal Nutrition Wizard Podcast, Season 2, yay! I am your host and friendly neighborhood pet nutritionist Trinity, and I'm here today to talk about useful, tried and true tips for performing your own at-home, what you might call third-party research. I am going to break this lesson up into a few parts, so we're actually going to have a few lessons about this topic. And before we get started, I'm going to quickly introduce a new segment of my podcast lessons for season 2, ANW flashcards. So the way it works is I will give you the front of the flashcard at the beginning of the lesson, and then give you the answer on the back of the card at the end of the episode. Pretty easy. These cards will contain information that I have already provided somewhere in my podcast, and will just be a fun way to smuggle in some more learning into each lesson. So the A&W flashcard for this lesson is AAFCO, which is A-A-F-C-O. What does it stand for? I will reveal the answer on the back of the flashcard at the end. Do you already know it, remember it, or will this be a good refresher for you? That done, let's dive in. Today, we are going to start by learning the basics about the different kinds of studies that are out there, and the quality and efficacy of the different kinds of studies. When you're looking at research, you'll need to be able to accurately evaluate the reliability and the validity of each study. So knowing how studies are designed and which designs are better is key. Think of it like a pyramid. The type of study at the top of the pyramid is the gold standard in science. It's the highest quality study with the least chance for bias or coincidence to affect the outcome. It's also often the most expensive type of study and requires a great deal of effort, so it's also less common, making it the small tip of the study pyramid. At the bottom, we'll have what is a much more common, lower quality study, and while it is still useful for gathering data, is not the kind of study you want to make important, solid conclusions with. In fact, you should never reach a firmly held conclusion based on a single study, ever. So we'll start at the bottom of the pyramid and work our way up. Level 1. This is actually less of a study and more of an opinion. And in fact, they pretty much are opinions. And that would be editorials and educated ideas, which are often published in journals and may or may not be accurate in part or their entirety. They aren't all that scientifically sound, as one might guess, and are generally the biased viewpoint of a single individual. These can be a good starting point to direct you where to look, but these should not be taken at face value. Level 2. Case studies. These typically would look at a dog or a group of dogs or an event, and with the intent to explore the possible causes of a disease, for example. Cases with similar results are usually collected, and then a review might be written with a suggestion how to design a study to support the findings. This is essentially a study that forms a hypothesis for a higher quality study, and so on their own aren't really all that useful as clinical evidence. It is largely anecdotal as well. Level 3. This is third-person research, or better known as a review. An individual that is knowledgeable or specializes in a topic will review and interpret literature that has been published on a particular topic and then summarize, draw conclusions, make recommendations, publish their findings in a journal or a book, or like me, often in a blog or a podcast. Third-person research is generally what you are getting from me. Two great examples of this kind of study are also the AAFCO nutrient profiles for dogs and cats and the NRC nutrient requirements for dogs and cats. Third-person research is the kind of study that most dog and cat food formulas are based on. Level 4. So we're getting closer to the top of the pyramid. At level 4, we have epidemiological studies. Epidemiology is actually the study and analysis of patterns of diseases in populations. The problem with epidemiological studies is that they cannot be used to determine causation, only correlation. And I'm sure most of us have heard by now that correlation is not causation. Level 5. At the 5th level, we have prospective and retrospective studies. Prospective, being a slightly better approach, are studies that look for outcomes and then relates them to potential risk factors. They often last for a long time, and it's usually done in the home instead of in a research facility. Prospective studies look at animals that don't already have the condition that the researcher is interested in when it starts, but retrospective studies do. In retrospective studies, researchers will look back at previous events, usually through medical records or using questionnaires, and they will try to find out what the risk factors are that way. Level 6. The 6th and final level, the tip of the pyramid of study designs, is randomized controlled studies. Most scientists agree that this is the gold standard in study design, and this is because the structure is intentionally built to prevent conclusions based on mere coincidence, correlation, and it disallows bias, as well as helps to rule out what is called the placebo effect. A top-tier randomized control study will be double-blind, multi-armed, placebo-controlled, and all of this means that the study is designed to ensure the conclusion at the end is reliable and valid. The downside? These studies tend to fall a bit short when it comes to pet nutrition. Different breeds will have varying results. Dogs housed in various living situations will also affect their conditions, and animals kept in a research facility, most often beagles, might have significantly different results than our typical pet dogs who are kept at home and come from a plethora of genetic lines. And that, Wizards in Training, is the study design pyramid. That was the lesson for today. In closing, just to summarize, the gold standard of study design is randomized controlled studies, and the least reliable or valid study source are editorials and educated opinions published in journals, etc. And while randomized controlled studies are some of the highest quality form of study we have, it still has its flaws when it comes to answering our questions about pet nutrition. The best approach is to be aware of what kind of study you're looking at, how it was designed, and how many other studies mirror the outcome. One study may show one outcome, while another study looking at the same issue may show a completely opposite outcome. And when it comes to pet nutrition, the overwhelming majority of studies are completely on beagles in labs, funded and run by large pet food manufacturers and their personally employed researchers, and are done solely on dry foods. So science has a lot of catching up to do when it comes to our pet foods, but the good news is that these studies do still tell us a lot about pet nutrition, and it's not something you can rule out. More and more studies are also coming out every day that are focusing on fresh foods over dry kibble. But we just went over the basics of these studies and where they fall on the design pyramid today, so in the next part of the series of lessons on how to get nutrition information for your pet, I'm going to go into further explanation on each of these types of studies and tell you what their strengths are, what their flaws are, and the concerns associated with, dun dun dun, corporate bias. Now, last but not least, we will finish off with the answer to the A&W flashcard that I provided at the beginning of today's episode. The front of that flashcard, if you remember, is AFCO, or AAFCO. What does it stand for? The backside of the card and the answer is Association of American Feed Control Officials. This is the private volunteer organization that consists of, among others, government feed inspection officials whom are advised by pet industry and pet advocacy groups and are charged with regulating the sale and distribution of animal feeds and drugs. Did you already know the answer? Feel free to let me know in a Facebook comment at my page, which is facebook.com/animalnutritionwizard. You can also send me questions there or at my website, animalnutritionwizard.org, on the contact page. I will be happy to answer questions on my podcast and mention your name if you like. So stay tuned for the next part in this listen. And thank you so much for listening and taking the time to learn with me. And remember, nutrition is magic.
Hey, listener and wizard in training, I'd like to tell you a bit about the host of this podcast, Trinity Thresher. Trinity is an independently certified pet nutrition specialist and coach. She would like to invite you to visit her website at animalnutritionwizard.org, where you can schedule a consult with her or purchase a food analysis from one of her three comprehensive packages. Her credentials include 6 years experience working under Dr. Katie Miller, DVM, maintained certifications from canine nutritionist Nina Liu and Dr. Jean Dodds, as well as educators Holly and Hugo, and several certifications from Dogs Naturally Pro courses created by Dr. Marion Smart. The wizard performs ongoing study and dedicates much of her time to advancing her learning and understanding of biology, immunology, animal physiology, and nutrition. She provides coaching, consultations, guides, and free weekly Q&A sessions. Her ultimate goal is to create a certification program designed for members of the pet food industry that, once certified, would provide them with the Animal Nutrition Wizard's Seal of Approval, which could be labeled directly on packaging or on their website. This seal would be one of the best ways for pet owners to quickly recognize a food, treat, or supplement as safe and healthy and has met the standards of an independent third-party certifier. Optimal nutrition and the well-being of your pets is the sole focus of the Animal Nutrition Wizard. Her dream is to empower pet owners everywhere and create pet nutrition wizards out of every dog and cat owner. Your support is the driving force that helps to maintain and grow these goals and dreams. Thank you.